south of our operation was run by the Radio Monique people, who ran the Dutch service on 963 kilohertz. The basic idea being that we had Caroline all day on 558. We also ran the 963 transmitter, and we gave the daytime airtime on that to the Dutch people in Monique, in return for which the owner of Radio Monique, who trusted us as Fritz Bollins, ran tenders for us, and not only did he do that, but he also supplied us with all the fuel that the ship needed to keep going, and also food, water, and various other things as well. That was a very good system, because basically we were getting Caroline on the air 24 hours a day, free of charge. So anything we pulled in the way of advertising revenue, like the other level 6 foot on top, they were additional to our basic running expenses. And Caroline was doing very well, in fact. The ship was well maintained. It was quite smart on board. There was plenty of fuel, plenty of water, and contrary to what I've been led to believe, there was plenty of food. Now, back in those days, in the beginning of 1987, I might add that the station management, the whole situation, as I said, that was rather different than what has been in more recent times.